Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
If you have a home security system, it might keep your home and family safe while it's turned on. But what else does it do for you? I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started the company more than 15 years ago, we wanted to create smarter, more reliable security. The kind of security we'd want for our homes and families. That's why Alarm.com delivers patented solutions that are trusted by nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Alarm.com systems are available through licensed security experts across the U.S. who have experience designing, installing, and monitoring smart home systems in your community. This means you have an expert to help you understand the options and answer any questions you have. Once you decide on the smart home or business security system that meets your needs, those same experts install your system so it's working correctly from day one. And with 24/7 professional monitoring, they make sure you stay protected. Get real protection today. Visit alarm.com/music to find an alarm.com service provider in your area. That's alarm.com/music.
We need.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mullion Haw on The Score, and it's 8:41 on a Friday, which means it's time for a little segment I like to call For Entertainment Purposes Only.
That's
is that what we're calling it?
That's yes. What I like to all call right. it. We don't have to call it. That's what I like to call it.
Yep.
It's probably a good thing to remind people, so that's probably a good name for the segment.
Strictly yeah. for fun. And last week, none of us really had too much fun. We were all under 500. Oh. David, Joe, and Dustin were all 2-3. Mully, you and I were 1-4.
Oh, ouch.
That's not good. But the good news for Mr. Hawes, he is 9-6. He's leading the pack. Joe's in second at 8-7. Mully, you're 7-8. I am 6-9, which is nice. And Dustin is 4-11. Not so good.
Give me the O.
We'll start this week at the lakefront. Buccaneers visiting the Bears, where Chicago is a 3-point favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bucs +3. I like getting a field goal, and I think it's a close game. I don't like having Tampa come off the short week, but I like the even if you're going to pick it a close game, give me the 3 points.
Yeah, I like the Bears straight up, but I can't say that it's going to be that big of a difference. So I'm going to take the Bucs +3.
By the way, happy to hear that Joe Fortenbaugh agrees on the under. I said earlier, I was flip-flopping on this game all week, but yep. I think the Bears' defense limits Tampa Bay a little bit. They're a one-dimensional offense. I don't like that matchup going up against Vic Fangio. I think the Bears win, but they're not going to cover. I'll take the Bucs +3.
All of you have such little faith. I am picking a Mitch Trubisky breakout game.
Nice.
This weekend, combined with that Bears D, I think the Fitz magic is due to run out. He's going to turn into a pumpkin around 12 o'clock on Sunday, and the Bears win, the Bears cover.
So in the first segment, in the first hour of the show, was actually the second segment of the first hour of the show. I said Bears 24, Bucks 21. The problem here is the Lions 3.
Ooh.
Right? So it's sitting right
flip
on the
a
number.
Coin, buddy.
I nothing worse than pushing. Pushing is the absolute
You'd
worst.
Rather lose than push.
I'd rather lose than push. That's right. I will lay those three. I believe in the Bears. I believe this is the most important game in 5 years, and I will lay the three and hope that I'm wrong on my predicted 20.
Can we agree, though, on something before we go to the next game? Saying
you
it's the
me?
Biggest game in 5 years basically just reinforces just how irrelevant football has been around here in five years.
Oh, yeah, too much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
It's
I mean, it's an indictment. It's the biggest game in five years.
Right.
No question.
I think I want my money back.
Some call it the best rivalry in the NFL. It's the Ravens and the Steelers at Heinz Field Sunday Night Football, the Ketchup Bowl, hosting this game where the Steelers are a 3-point favorite.
Primetime, Big Ben. I think that I will definitely... Steelers are hot team coming off a big victory over the Bucks. I think that they will be up to the task. I'm taking the Steelers.
Yeah, I like the home team, too. I, you know, the Steelers, that was not an impressive win last week, and they have not been impressive all year, and there's something wrong in paradise. There seems to be some issues with the coach, and I'm still taking the Steelers.
Love these games. Point spread, always three. Just give it to the home team. Joe Flacco, last six games at Pittsburgh, has a passer rating of 42. But Monday, I didn't walk away impressed with the Steelers either.
No.
This is not the same Steelers defense. Give me the Ravens plus three.
Yeah, these games are always crazy. You know, we're going to see Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Joy Porter out there on Sunday. None of those guys are playing anymore. These teams aren't as good as they were. It still might be the best rivalry in football. They still play really close games. Past six meetings, only one has been decided by more than 7 points, which is why this is basically a pick 'em. I was leaning toward Pittsburgh, but I think now I got to make a move to try to catch some ground on you guys, so I got to go with Ballmer.
So, see, Joe's numbers told you you should have taken the Steelers, so now I'm going to share these numbers. Ravens, 5-1-1, last seven ATS against the Steelers, including four straight-up wins, so that means you should take the Ravens, which is why I'm taking the Steelers.
Oh, boy.
You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Did I just do that?
That's funny.
Heading over to the college side. Big game. Notre Dame hosting the Stanford Cardinal on Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. is when the kickoff is. And Notre Dame, a 5.5-point favorite.
It's their season. Listen, I know I should take Stanford. I know I should take the points, and I'm going with the Irish just for my brothers and Dustin and all of the Go Irish crowd.
So that makes sense.
Go Irish.
That makes sense.
I mean, well, you want a better reason? Flip a coin.
Better reason is Ian Book. He's made a difference with this offense. He had a breakout game at Wake Forest. I think that the Irish come home. Too tough of a task for Stanford, who's been on the road. They get tough back-to-back. The schedule makers did them no favors. They go into South Bend, and they get throttled. I think I'm taking Notre Dame.
Yeah, Stanford has to be flying high. They had no business winning that game last week. And, yeah, Brian Kelly upgrades at quarterback. At least that's what it looks like early on with Ian Book. You look at the Notre Dame schedule right now, how it's playing out.
Yep.
Virginia Tech loses their quarterback. This is the only game left against a ranked team. USC, last game of the year. Those are always tough. But they're horrible this season. Notre Dame's going to show up, and they're going to cover the 5.5.
They could be in the Final Four here if they win this game.
It's set up like that.
It's set up exactly like that, and I think it's too much pressure on Notre Dame. It's too much pressure on Brian Kelly. I was very impressed with Stanford and their mental strength to stay in that game in a really tough environment in Oregon last week, the wherewithal there. And they've got weapons outside of Bryce Love. They've got this big old tight end, Colby Parkinson. It's like 6'8". Going to have a big game, I think. I'm going to take Stanford to cover and to win outright.
Ooh, you don't want the points. You don't need the points, but you're taking the points.
I will take the points.
Well, of course, I love Notre Dame. I can't wait. The only thing, I wish this was a 2:30 Central kick instead of a 6:30 kick, giving Stanford a little more time. You know, they left it all out
in Oregon, and that's what I'm banking on. I think Notre Dame, I know Notre Dame's going to win the game. I know they're going to win. I don't know that they're going to cover, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to lay those 5.5 points. Notre Dame 5-1 ATS home dog versus a team with a winning record. There you go.
How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
Another big game in the collegiate ranks, this one in Big Ten country. It will be Penn State hosting Ohio State, 9-4, where the Buckeyes are a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Happy Valley not going to be such a happy place for the Nittany Lions. I think Ohio State's one of the best teams in the country. Dwayne Haskins playing at a high level for that team. Buckeyes romp.
Yeah, I don't like the hook, but I like the Buckeyes, so I'm going with Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State, they need a new social media coordinator, by the way. That was a great tweet yesterday.
They deleted it, luckily, before anybody saw it, right?
Yeah, after 24 hours, finally, and doubling down on it. It just comes down to Urban Meyer in a big game. He shows up just about every single time, so I have to back the Buckeyes -3.5.
Oh, boy. I really detest Ohio State and everything they stand for and pretty much everything that comes out of that whole cesspool over there in Columbus. And I already took Stanford to win on the road. I don't know if I want to go too far with the other direction either. This is a pick'em for me. I don't know. I'm all sixes and sevens over here. Give me Penn State. Why the hell not?
Well, this is going to be my opportunity to make a move on Joe and Haw here. So everything, all the stats point to Penn State. They've won 16 in a row at home. They're 25-1 against the spread in their last 26 games. I just really, 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 really don't like Urban Meyer. I like Leonard Floyd more than I like Urban Meyer.
Wow.
How about that? Okay.
Wow.
So if you listen to this show, that's how much I dislike Urban Meyer.
Well,
so,
why are you only picking against Joe and David? Why aren't you picking against me? I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, just barely.
Wow.
And we've been very...
barely? You're 4-11.
Yeah.
Behind everybody by way more than barely.
Okay. You already had your turn, Kevin. I'm taking the Nittany Lions.
And the man with his finger on the button.
She was smiling at how money I was.
Let's go back to the Bears for a moment where we will look at a prop bet. Over under 215.5 passing yards for Mitchell David Trubisky.
Well, I can't believe this is 215.5. I think Mitch should pass for 250 in this game. Are you serious? Are they just going to run the ball? They're not going to throw the ball?
This is your layup. Take it.
I'm taking a layup. I'll go with
this. This is a layup.
I'll go with the Bears quarterback.
I mean, against a defense that's given up 30 points per game.
I think the first three weeks of the season shows how
little belief that people have in Mitch Trubisky. But I think this is a week that's an easy one to take, the over.
Tampa Bay's secondary is allowing 367 passing yards per game. Whatever you think about Mitchell Trubisky, I'm pretty sure that Matt Nagy's going to attack the Bucs' weakness, so the opportunity will be there. I will take over 215 in the hook.
You know, if it's not over 215, that's going to be a big problem.
Oh. Then go to Chase Daniel.
Oh, are you kidding me? We've already gotten several of those texts. After game one of the season, we were getting the Chase Daniel texts.
And
we'll be deluged with them on Monday morning if Mitch doesn't go over 215. He's averaging 197 only so far this year, but the Bucs are brutal back there in the secondary. Like you guys said, I'm gonna take the over here with Big Mitchy.
Well, we've got a four-pack of overs here, so I should take the under, but I took the Bears. If the Bears are going to win this game, it's not going to be so much that Mitchell's going to be going down the field. Listen, here's another game. You've got to control the lines of scrimmage here, okay? That you want to get to Fitzmagic to end the magic, and you want to run the ball and keep Fitzmagic off the field, right? So how do you do that again? You know, the Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, short screen passes, these little sideways passes to the wide receivers. Hopefully there's some yards after catch. I am also going to go over 215. That means five of us are over 215. Mitchell David Trubisky, or whatever his middle name is, has now no chance to go over 215 in a hook.
All righty, there you have it. That is the what is it called? For entertainment purposes only. Thank you. So
yeah.
If you want to fade us, go right ahead. If not, you know, it's all on you, not us. It's Mully and Haw. We got a little transition next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This segment has been brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Joe Madden joins us. What do you look for to make sure that guys aren't feeling a little tight?
It's just a matter that I don't walk in the door any differently. You as the manager have to remain consistent, and players will always beat off of, you know, what's going on with you.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Why should you listen to me? I nailed the correct paid attendance 14 Southside games in a row. I went 6-for-6 on the scoreboard shell game. I even picked 9 straight winners in the sausage race. Would have been 10 straight if not for the frickin' bratwurst. So when I say download the Bet Chicago app, download it now. Bet Chicago has tons of free contests, plus scores, odds, data, and expert opinions, all to help sharpen your edge. Bet Chicago. Download the app for free and start winning at Bet Chicago today.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
It's that time of year again, back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply, subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team hosts Nebraska and Wisconsin next month. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com.
Go Cats!
The Cubs and Brewers are neck and neck as the race for the division crown is going down to the wire. Do the Cubs have enough in the tank to take the division? Listen to every exciting game here. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score!
I drank beer with my friends. Sometimes I had too many beers. I liked beer.
I still like beer. Had beers, have some beers. One beer, drink beer, drinks beer, drank beer, and drinking beer. You've probably had beers, Senator.
Beach Week Ralph Club biggest contributor.
You know, I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer. I like
you
beer.
You haven't answered that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. I don't mind having a beer. I have had